From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Friday, January 15th. The Colorado State Health Department says it has now confirmed 5 cases of the more contagious variant of the coronavirus in our state. The most recent case involves a person from Boulder County in their 20s. A private lab discovered the variant and the state lab confirmed it. The variant, which is spreading widely in the UK, was first discovered in the US in Colorado last month. The state lab is now routinely screening all samples submitted to the state for the variant. It also asks other labs in Colorado to submit batches of positive tests so they can also be screened. Pitkin County plans to reintroduce COVID-19 restrictions on restaurants this weekend after initially loosening them. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The Aspen area will ban indoor dining on Sunday as the county reports the highest coronavirus incidence rate in Colorado. The Pitkin County Board of Health's unanimous decision on Monday will also limit lodging capacity in Aspen and Snowmass Village to 50%. Ski Mountains will remain open without a reservation system. Outdoor dining, takeout, and delivery at restaurants will still be available, though there will be an 8 p.m. last call, and tables can only contain people from the same household. I'm Matt Moret,
CPR News.
And you're listening to the KBUT Newscast. Tribes in our region saw 2 rare victories against environmental polluters this week. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The agricultural chemical company, FMC, will have to pay the Shoshone-Bannock tribes nearly $20 million. That's back pay for the storage of tons of toxic waste on the tribe's Southern Idaho reservation. The case has been making its way through the courts since 2005 and finally came to an end this week when the Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from FMC. The decision also grants the tribes regulatory jurisdiction over FMC's management of the waste. Meanwhile, the Navajo Nation reached a $10 million settlement this week over the 2015 Gold King Mine wastewater spill, which polluted 200 miles of river water on Navajo land. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Colorado's Republican members of Congress spoke out against the effort to impeach President Trump during this week's debate. CPR's Caitlin Kim says they accused Democrats of hypocrisy.
Ken Buck talked about how both sides contributed to this ratcheting up of the political temperature and then proceeded to rattle off this list of Democratic examples, from spying on the Trump campaign and harassment of Trump supporters to Hollywood socialists who espoused violence against Trump. He got cut off before he could finish. He also said in a statement that this process is being rushed. It bypassed the Judiciary Committee. There weren't hearings, and that makes him doubt the constitutionality of it.
That's CPR's Caitlin Kim. 2 of Colorado's Democratic members of Congress, Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse, will help present the arguments for impeachment when the process moves to the Senate. The FBI has warned police chiefs across the country to be on high alert for extremist activity ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration next week. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, our region has long been a hotbed for such groups.
The FBI says there's a possibility anti-government groups and militias may target state capitals, federal buildings, businesses, and the homes of congressional members over the next week. But Kristen Hoover says if there are rallies, community members shouldn't organize any counter-protests.
Counter-protesting in such elevated events can naturally lead to harm and violence, which is the opposite of what we're looking for.
Hoover is director of the Institute of Hate Studies at Gonzaga University in Eastern Washington. And she says instead, people should focus their time and money on making positive impacts in their community. That could mean attending nonviolent peace rallies or joining grassroots organizations they believe are making their town a better place. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Colorado is sending at least 200 National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to assist with security at the inauguration on Wednesday. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado is among 41 states sending their troops in the wake of last week's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. A police chief in the district told NPR he's expecting about 20,000 National Guard troops to be stationed in the area to secure the inauguration. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.